MeridianElectronica.com. Feeding the audio hungry with musical chutney.
Okay, we're all open-minded. Download my podcast off www.indianelectronica.com. It's really good, mate. Here comes the first song.
Couldn't Skills. What do you mean?
You know, like nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, computer hacking skills. Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills.
The banana had told the yam that the juiciest avocado fancied him. The yam couldn't really get this through his head. She'd never said anything to him, plus in that pretend humble part of his brain he thought, no one ever fancies me. On the one hand, the bananas were outrageous gossip, so they could very well be lying. On the other, the juiciest avocado had been seen harumphing every time he'd been picked up, caressed and fondled by one of the shopping ladies. She had been throbbing with juicy jealousy at the shows of affection the yam was being shown. The bananas were now backing up this story with their sniggering gossip. The yam wasn't sure what to believe, but he decided to give the bananas the benefit of the doubt because the juiciest avocado sure looked tasty. The yam needed a plan. He needed to find a way to find out the truth. Obviously, the yam thought the easiest way would just be to go up to the juiciest avocado and ask her out. But the yam had grown up on a steady diet of American sitcoms, and he had learned everything he knew from these sitcoms. He knew that the only way to ask a girl out was to come up with an insensitive, emotionally stunted, unnecessarily outlandish plan to win her over. He thought for a few minutes. He came up with three separate plans, which he actualized over the course of the day.
दो दिन तुम में से कोई बीमार पड़ जाए तो मजदूरी नहीं मिलती क्यों? रात रात भर तुमसे काम करवाते हैं खुद वहाँ पर ना
क्या हो रहा है?
आपको हम थोड़ा हाथ दोषने का वक्त मिलेगा कहना क्या चाहते हैं? एक ही थोड़ा सा वक्त निकाल कर कभी हम लोगों के घरों में झांकी कीजिए क्या है वहाँ दम और गरीबी का वो मंजर जिसे देखकर पत्थर भी पिघल सकता है
Just one more year older.
Yam picked on a bunch of cherry tomatoes, squelching them underneath with his immense weight, feeling their juices pulse out underneath him as he crushed them menacingly. This was meant to demonstrate a display of power and strength. Plan B. The yam helped a particularly old and yellowing broccoli be picked up and sold over the newer, fresher broccolis. She was being left behind while the new and organic stock was being picked, so he helped to push her over the edge into a passing basket. The customer did not notice, and thus the old, decrepit broccoli was bought and saved from death as mulch or in the rubbish bin. This demonstrated his kindness, sensitivity and willingness to help people in need. Plan C. The yam planted a microphone under the box of juicy avocados to try and eavesdrop on their conversation, to ensure that the juicy avocado did fancy him and was talking about him. Also, he wanted to find out what her favourite things were, so he could pretend that they were his favourite things too. This was a secret mission and meant to demonstrate his cunning, initiative and ruthlessness in getting what he wanted. He found out that the juiciest avocado enjoyed hummus, travelling and books by Will Self. The yam argued with this new knowledge and the kudos from the successfully carrying out plans A and B, strode over to the juiciest avocado's box with some tulips and strawberries in his hand, ready to ask the juiciest avocado out on a date. He looked up in panic and horror as a blonde yoga teacher from Broccoli picked up the juiciest avocado, smiled at her juiciness, mumbled something about craving guacamole and skipped off to find some organic smoked garlic and bell peppers to actualize her plan. The yam shed a tear and returned to his box sad. The moral of the story: time waits for no yam, and don't watch too many American sitcoms. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Yam Boy. I'm going to play you out with one of my own tunes and then finish off with some Jeffy Lewis. Don't download this music, download the podcast, appreciate the artist. Hit me up if you're interested in hearing any more about them, and then hit them up and get their music. IndianElectronica.com, Abdul Smooth, thank you very much for having me. I am Yamboy. You can catch me on www.yamboy.net, where you will find all manner of tunes, short stories, information about my book, I've Forgotten My Mantra, which is well good in it. My poetry, I've got poetry shows coming up. I've got an album coming out next year called Superheroic, which is all about being a superhero in these dark and disgusting times. Check out all the artists involved in the podcast. You are wonderful. Thank you very much. Goodbye. When the Papa Doms moved in next door, house prices stopped mid-soar. The white breads were the last of the hardcore, but moving curry wafts drifted through the floor. Core, they exclaim, and blame the Papa Doms, who handled the mass migration with aplomb. They moved all their cousins and uncles in, turned the cul-de-sac into a scene from Gunga Din. This disease started spreading through the land, first our houses and then our man's. Scared, we all voted to re-came to call back our safety. It was too late, the virus mutated and opened up shops on every high street. Paketosis started seeping in. Paketosis started seeping in. Paketosis started seeping in. Paketosis started seeping in. Bud, bud, ding, ding, bud, bud, ding. Bud, bud, ding, ding, bud, 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 ding, ding, ding. Bud, bud, ding, ding, bud, bud, ding. Bud, bud, ding, ding, bud, 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 ding, ding, ding.
Working for Securicorp, take my money and come back for more. He wants to do it, cause he knows he should, for the customer and the common good. He walks around with a big Alsatian, he'll rearrange you with no provocation, and he's the man who has got the lead. He says you have to be bright if you wanna get at me. Cause Securicorp cares, Securicorp cares, Securicorp scares the shit out of you. He says, do you wanna come closer?
Can I see your ID, please?
He blocks the pavement with his club and hat. He deals in money that you can't get at. You wanna use him cause he's up for rent. He says tough shit cause he's really busy. You oughta know him cause he's been a cop out in the army.
Alright, I'm Abdul Smooth. It has been a pleasure presenting to you our 12th podcast from IndianElectronica.com. This time we did something a little different and asked Yamboy, an English-based poet and spoken word artist and producer and author and comic aficionado to do a little mix. That was 25 minutes, the first session of Yamboy's Superhero Club. You'll be hearing more of those as time goes on right here on IndianElectronica.com. I hope you enjoyed listening. Be sure to check out yamboy.net for more information about the man they call the Yam.